You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gary Sanchez, he played today, two at-bats. I think we'll probably see him. I told you the other day it was a small chance. I think the chance went up quite a bit because he hit the points that we needed, and we'll probably see him here at some point sooner than later.
There's interim manager Tony Mancelino meeting with the media less than an hour ago, and you heard the man, Jason. Gary Sanchez expected to be back this weekend.
Whoop-de-effin-do.
Well, if that doesn't get you fired up,
Do we think there's a chance they just do the right thing here?
Zero chance. I would be stunned. He's going to get
They've
one more
run. They've already paid him
here.
A third of his salary.
I'm with you. What have we seen? Gibson is the only guy that they pulled the plug on early.
And Cino.
Gibson forced their hand more, though. Well, Cino took 30 outings.
Cino goes back a year and a half.
And Cino was making, $1 million, $2 million? Here's Tony Mancelino on a guy that's making $17 million this year, and that is Tyler O'Neill.
I don't know if quite a while is the right way to phrase it. I think there's been so many rehab stints here with so many main guys, and it's been a little bit of a story here for a while, and I understand why. But I think what we've kind of established a little bit, too, is that, like, everything's not super linear, right? Like, it doesn't always just go straight up for guys, and everybody's a little bit different. So we've had some shoulder soreness for a couple days, and we're working through that right now. I don't think quite a while is the way to put it. But, again, you just don't know how these things are going.
Tyler O'Neill, he's out for a couple of days. Like Tony Mancelino said, the shoulder soreness it's barking again, Jason. And, unfortunately, the injury bug continues to bite Tyler O'Neill.
They signed a broken baseball player. He continues to show you he's broken. He has no business anywhere in a major league outfield, even right field. His at-bats against lefties were horrendous. He can't stay healthy for any period of time, and he hit a bunch of home runs at the very start of the year up in his native Canada when he's as healthy as he'll ever be, and he's pretty much been dog crap since.
Let's get to tonight's game. Mean Dean Kramer was the starting pitcher, but then the Orioles announced today they're going to use Keegan Aiken as an opener. I believe this is the third time this season that they're using Keegan Aiken as an opener, and Mancelino offered his rationale for the move.
So I think when you're looking at opener strategy, and the Tigers are a pretty good example of how they utilized Herter against us here earlier in the series and then going back to last year, but the strength of their lineup is left-handed, right? Those top few guys, Carpenter, and how they formulate it. Probably their second best version of the top end of their lineup is the right-handed version that we saw against Povich. So I think when it lines up, you got a right-handed starter. You got a lefty that has the ability to start a game like Keegan and maybe go through it, flip it a little bit, go through a couple innings or whatever the predetermined amount is. You kind of force them to go right-handed if they choose, and if they don't choose to do it and stay left-handed with their guys, you get the good matchup.
I like it. It's smart. You get the lefty on Riley Green in the first inning. You force them to put Carpenter a little further down the lineup than they probably would otherwise. I don't think it will have any adverse impact on Kramer when he gets out there. I think Kramer could probably use this. And you could make the case, well, now you're down your best lefty later in the game. But look, every inning matters. And Green and Carpenter are the guys I really worry about in that lineup. And, you know, and Torkelson, but I mean, that's a righty. So he's going to see mostly Kramer. And if Aiken does the job, I don't know if they would push it for two innings. But if you can, if look, every run's going to count against Skubal. So you, what you don't want to do is let him, you know, go out there in the second inning already with a lead behind him.
Before we get to Skubal, your spidey senses were tingling yesterday when Trevor Rogers had that outing and everyone was tweeting it out saying how good he looked.
Yeah.
He gave up 11 hits and six in a third innings. But Orioles announced their starters in the Halos series, and Charlie Morton, Tomo Sugano, and Cade Povich are the starters, not Trevor Rogers. And Tony Mancelino was asked about Rogers.
I think right now with how things are structured, I think we're kind of rolling with our guys. Now, things change rapidly in this game, and I think everybody understands that. But, you know, I said this last week, it is rare that you have depth, right, in starting pitching. And I think we thought we had a ton of it going into the year, and we quickly ran out. So I think as long as Trev continues to do exactly what he's doing, I think things, good things will happen for him going forward.
I still think we see him again before it's all said and done, but they're rolling with their guys for now.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about it on the show tomorrow. I tend to think this is a pretty big Friday night start for Eric Chuck Morton. You know, Sugano, again, I'm going to be really interested how his stuff plays when the ball starts carrying more. And then Cade at home and Slim on the road. And that's going to be a day game. It's probably going to be pretty sweltering. And that's an Angels lineup now that, like, there's some get on base and there's some power. There's some real power, and then there's other dudes like Shanwell who just knows what he's there for. It's Neto who's got a combination of both. You know, you can get professional at-bats out of a few other guys. Like, I think it'd be an interesting series.
This lineup really came alive late in yesterday's game, but it's a tall task today against Tarek Skubal. What are you expecting against the tough lefty?
Well, the last two times he's faced the O's, he's got 11 strikeouts in both those games. He's 3-1 against the O's in his career. The Orioles this season have a 25.2% strikeout rate against lefties. That's seventh worst in Major League Baseball. And we chronicled last night and how awesome it was. And it was probably the first time that you saw that level of production out of Jackson, Adley, Gunner, Westy, and Kalzer. And let me look, Kalzer got a hit, so I'm counting that. Probably ever, but there were 10 more strikeouts last night, Bone, and they've struck out 66 times in their last seven games, have the O's, and Skubal averages 8 a game, and he only had 6 the last time out, and sometimes when he has the high strikeout games, they get a little, they watch that pitch count a little bit more. I think the Tigers want to win this series. I think A.J. Hinch looks at this as he does not want to drop a series to what has been a really struggling Orioles team, and he's got his ace on the bump. So I think it's a tall task.
We're going to get back into the Orioles at the top of the hour. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, he is at Camden Yards. He will be joining us at 5. At 4:45, we're going to hit Northern Exposure again because there's more news in the AFC North. Shamar Stewart, he said, see ya. I'm not sticking around at minicamp anymore. And also, we'll hear from Myles Garrett as well. But coming up next, we're going to hear some more sound from yesterday's OTA session. We heard Chuck Smith talk about Adolphe Owe, David Ajabo. But what about the second round pick, Mike Green? We'll hear Chuck Smith talk about him. And also Harbs. We'll hear John Harbaugh talk about his first round pick, Malachi Starks, and what he's seen thus far during OTAs. That is next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.